Books on Tape presents Jane and the Ghosts of Netley, written by Stephanie Barron, read by Kate Redding. Chapter 1. Bare Ruined Choirs. Tuesday, 25 October, 1808. Castle Square, Southampton. There are few prospects so replete with romantic possibility, so entirely suited to a soul trembling in morbid awe, as the ruins of an English abbey. Picture, if you will, the tumbled stones where once a tonsured friar muttered matins, the echoing coruscation of the cloister, now opened to the sky, the soaring architraves of Gothic stone that oppress one's soul as with the weight of tombs, vanished incense curling at the nostril, the haunting memory of chanted prayer, sonorous and unintelligible to an ear untrained in Latin, the ghostly tolling of a bell whose clapper is muted now forever. Oh, to walk in such a place under the chill of moonlight of a summer evening, when the air off the Solent might stir the dead to speak. In such an hour I could imagine myself a heroine straight from Mrs. Radcliffe's pen. The white train of my gown sweeping over the ancient stones, my shadow but a wraith before me, and all the world suspended in silence between the storied past and the prosaic present. Engaging as such visions must be, I have never ventured to Netley Abbey, for it is of Netley I would speak, it being the closest object to a romantic ruin we possess in Southampton, in anything but the broadest day. I am far too sensible a lady to linger in such a deserted place, with the darkling wood at my back and the sea to the fore, when the comfort of a home fire beckons.